Welcome to the June 26th dual platform service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by worship associates Kimberly Homer and Casey Arsenault. The service is a celebration of the solstice, neighbors, and blooming where you're planted. Casey and Kimberly share their experiences growing, and maybe growing, with what they've got.
Good morning and welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley, where we share a mission to inspire, create, and transform. I'm Kimberly Homer, your in-person worship associate today, and I'm leading worship this morning with Casey Arsenault and Gwyneth Homer in Zoom land. If you are with us for the first time, we are glad you found us. You'll find a link to the virtual visitor's card in the chat or a paper card in the back of the sanctuary. Fill it out if you'd like us to keep in touch with you. If you have a joy or a sorrow you wish to be shared aloud, you'll find a link in the chat or cards that are available near the entrance to the sanctuary, and we'll collect those during the opening hymn. There are also many opportunities to meet virtually or on the grounds throughout the week. You can look at the calendar on our website for times, locations, Zoom links, and contact information if needed. Thanks to all the volunteers this morning and throughout the week who make all of these activities possible. This morning, we're greeting one another across space. If you are joining us via Zoom, we are so grateful you're here. Please greet your neighbors by writing in the chat where you are this morning. As you do that, we'll be sharing the Zoom screen with folks in the sanctuary so they can see your smiling faces. So if you are comfortable, please turn on your video. Seth Leonard says, hello from Christiansburg. Molly and Irene, happy summer from Uptown Christiansburg. Casey says, hello from Highland Park. Gail sends greetings from Galax. Anne sends greetings from Pulaski. Brenda sends greetings from Italy. Jennifer sends greetings from Radford. And Barbara Ann also sends greetings from Radford. Tommy says good morning from Binghamton, New York. Brianna from Pulaski sends her regards. And we also have greetings from Washington, D.C. by Avi. Fred Piercy is greeting us from Blacksburg. Okay, I think it's time. All right, look at all those smiling faces. Okay, and our wonderful AV crew back here too. Okay, we have greeted one another. Okay, this past Tuesday, we celebrated the summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere and the winter solstice in the Southern Hemisphere. The solstice happens whether we believe in it or not. When the Earth Spirit Sisters gather, as we did last Tuesday, we cast a circle. So this morning, the greeters are going to help us with the directions so we can start where we are. And Heather is going to show us which direction, east. Is, and it's okay, you don't have to get up out of your chair, but just to be aware that this is the direction of east. Guardians of the east, powers of air, blow the staleness away, fill our lungs, help us bring freshness into our lives. Let there be clear skies, clear minds for us to see our way. Let our words create a safe space. Blessed be. And Ray is going to show us which direction the south is in. Guardians of the South, powers of fire, come into our hearts, warm us. Help us emerge from hibernation, isolation, to greet each other. Let passion glow on our birthright as we fight injustice. Let our emotions out from all their hiding places. Blessed be. And Janet is going to show us which direction the west is. Usually it would be Darla, but today it's going to be Janet. Guardians of the west, powers of water, rain on us, quench our thirst, help us remember the ocean womb from which we come. Now let all of us be connected. Let our moods be flowing back and forth until all is one. Let the drought of separation be over. Blessed be. And Judy is going to show us which direction north is. Guardians of the north, powers of earth, strengthen our resolve. Keep us centered. Help us be here now. Let our bodies be strong for loving each other. Blessed be. And we'll be using the center candle as our chalice. Guardians of the center, powers of spirit, may all of our struggles, joy, and magic create a circle cast in love and harmony. Blessed be. And now if you will join me in saying, the circle is cast. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service. We greet the sun as we glory in both of your illuminations. May we feel the power and radiance of your light on this summer solstice. Thank you, greeters. That was a very last minute, but you guys did a great job. Our opening words today are from Wendell Berry's essay, The Work of Local Culture, and that is in a book of essays called What Are People For? He begins, "For many years, my walks have taken me down an old fence row in a wooded hollow on what was once my grandfather's farm. A battered galvanized bucket is hanging on a fence post near the head of the hollow, and I never go by it without stopping to look inside. For what is going on in that bucket is the most momentous thing I know, the greatest miracle I have ever heard of. It is making earth." He goes on to describe the leaves, the rain, the snow, and nuts that have fallen into the bucket, and the mice, squirrels, birds, and insects that have brought about the slow work of growth and death, gravity and decay. And it collects stories, too, as they fall through time. A human community, too, must collect leaves and stories. It must build soil and build that memory of itself. These two kinds of accumulation of local soil and local culture are intimately related. Let us celebrate our ability to contribute to our community by collecting an offering. It is a practice of our congregation to share half of the offering with a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week's recipient is the UUC-founded Grow Punk Gardening Collective, which is about pop-up neighbor know-how and blooming where you're planted. Your contribution will go towards potting soil so we can hold more pop-up gardening workshops. Join us. Please give online using the link in the chat or through the many ways listed on the screen. You will be able to give after the service as well. For those of you in the sanctuary who would like to give by cash or check, there's a basket in the back of the sanctuary right behind Denise. Thank you all for your generosity. As we collect our offering, we'll enjoy Mary Louise Hollower playing, during which you were invited to light candles of hope and remembrance. Please remember to maintain distance between yourself and others. For those online, you may write in the chat if you'd like a candle lit, and those will be read aloud after the offertory. Please join me as we accept these offerings. We accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing always that in giving and receiving, we participate in a circle of care with no beginning and no end. And now I'm going to share a reflection from Casey Arsenault, who is an amazingly patient person. And she actually sent me some pictures of her actual African violets. And when I was working on the script this morning, I couldn't find them. So I'm sorry, Casey, but this is some beautiful art that she also did. Just an amazing writer and artist and all around patient person. So thank you, Casey. I'm going to read the reflection that she sent to me. The African violets that I grow under lights on a plant stand are a microcosm of the life cycles of all living things. The daily attention they need is meditative and quietly calming for me. To care for them provides opportunities for a sense of intuitive connection with a vital, living, changing whole. To work among these plants requires slowing down, appreciating what is in the moment more than what will be, the blooms, the seed pods, the seedlings, and so on. To be successful in growing violets, one must understand their origins and provide those same conditions as much as possible. They were originally collected in the cloud forests of Tanzania and Kenya, where the light is filtered, the humidity high but comfortable, and the temperature mild. Growing violets is not so much about controlling their environment as it is about being responsive to the needs of these plants. This is a commitment made of nuances and inspires a kind of nostalgia for faraway places brought into proximity with one's own life. Caring for any earth microcosms, as in growing in containers, is an exercise in cherishing those moments of beautiful relational vitality. Thank you, Casey. And now we're going to talk a little bit about blooming where we're planted, starting where we are, using what we have, doing what we can. Wendell Berry's essay on the work of local culture goes on to say, for a long time now, the prevailing assumption has been that if the nation is all right, then all the localities within it will be all right also. I should note that he wrote this in 1988. I see little reason to believe that this is true. At present, in fact, both the nation and the national economy are living at the expense of localities and local communities, as all small town and country people have reason to know. We feel ourselves crowded more and more into a dimensionless present in which the past is forgotten and the future is forbidding and fearful. Who can desire a future that is determined entirely by the purposes of the most wealthy and the most powerful, and by the capacities of machines? In Wendell's essay, I was struck by the old cast-off bucket as a container for local soil and local stories. For a few years now, I've been a wallflower at the Indigenous Friendship Garden. Can you show us the next? Yes, thank you. The Indigenous Friendship Garden, which was started by Dr. Sam Cook, Director of American Indian Studies at Virginia Tech, and cultivated by Mayhai, Jeff Kerwan, and scores of others, indigenous and settler. A few years ago, our sister parish friends from Guatemala asked to meet some indigenous people in our hometown, and May was happy to set that up. There are other community gardens, of course, but there's a waiting list, and some folks lack access to transportation and gardening supplies. Also, the best thing about the Indigenous Friendship Garden is the friendship and the stories. May and Jeff love it when I bring my 82-year-old neighbor, Phyllis Cimbello, who is a cultivator of ramps and of stories, too. And, okay, next slide. Here is a picture of a spring gathering where a student brought two kinds of jelly that she made, one from dandelions and one from violets. Both were delicious on the banana bread that Gwyneth made. The inspiration for the GrowPunk Gardening Collective came from those experiences and also from Rev Pam's encouragement of the environmental justice team not to give up hope and to do something real, something accessible. Start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. Go back a slide, please. Let's see. That's right, the next one. Yes, okay. So Molly McClintock and Irene Peterson are doing a really good job of saving the world, and they came to the first GrowPunk Container Garden workshop, and they invited Ishan Perea, a VCOM medical student we know from Literacy Volunteers. This is Ishan's 20-foot-by-20-foot community garden plot in Christiansburg, where they are growing tutelo corn that we got from the indigenous garden. And what Ishan hopes is to do a proof of concept here in Christiansburg, which is the only place he could find community garden space. There wasn't any anywhere near Blacksburg. But so he's using what he has, and he hopes to use that experience to petition VCOM, essentially, to say, look, this is good for public health, and maybe they will put one in on the VCOM campus. And next slide, please. Here are some pictures of Molly's container gardens, and she is using what she has. So there's a mail slot there, and she's growing tomatoes, and she's told me that she's eating the tomatoes from there and that they're delicious. And then she's got, I think, an old shopping bag or something that she's growing. Very resourceful. Okay, and next slide, please. Gwyneth Homer is also good at using what she has. Here's a picture of the sunflower seedlings she transplanted into little pots when she noticed them sprouting under the bird feeder. She's also really good at making mulch out of all the fallen sticks in our yard. I think we have a picture. So the picture that we had at the beginning of the slideshow was her Chuck Taylors and her rainbow shoelaces, and it was just a big bundle of sticks. Well, she just, as a meditative practice, just breaks up the sticks into tiny little pieces, and it makes fantastic mulch. And we just put it around our trees and on our walking paths, and works great. Okay, and next slide, please. Yes, and here is a picture of a fallen oak in the woods behind the old Blacksburg High School. It probably got started hundreds of years ago. I asked Jeff Kerwan, who knows a lot about trees, how I might go about planting some baby oaks to replace the ones that are falling. I have some in containers, just waiting for the right guerrilla gardening moment. Jeff said, if we want more trees, all we have to do is stop mowing. Oaks will hunker down for years, waiting for their time in the sun. He has also said, every forest is a food forest. The well-being of humans and trees have long been intertwined. Let's do what we can. And now we're going to release the directions. Since we cast a circle, we're going to open it back up. And we begin from the north, because we go backwards from the way we were before. North is this direction. Hail and farewell, guardian of the north. We bid you love as you go in peace and power. Blessed be. and the West. Hail and farewell, Guardian of the West. We bid you love as you go in peace and power. Blessed be. And for the South, hail and farewell, Guardian of the South. We bid you love as you go in peace and power. Blessed be. And to the East, hail and farewell, Guardian of the East. We bid you love as you go in peace and power. Blessed be. And for the center, hail and farewell, Guardian of the Spirit. We bid you love as you go in peace and power. Blessed be. And the benediction today is part of a reading in the hymnal. It's number 531, called The Oversoul by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Within us is the soul of the wholeness, the wise silence, the universal beauty to which every part and particle is related, the eternal one. When it breaks through our intellect, it is genius. When it breathes through our will, it is virtue. When it flows through our affections, it is love. Go now in love. Blessed be.